B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right. What is cool, LBF? What do you have?
I have the creepiest places in New England, just in time for Halloween, getting your ghost on.
In each six of the states,
yes.
You have them all. Okay, that's fun. All right, Brian?
I'm going to tell you why you should load your kids in the car and go to Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, that is good fun.
Not for football.
Nope.
No.
Ain't no football there.
No.
Okay, and coming up, there's this four-year-old boy with an unbelievable taste bud tongue. Lack of a better phrase.
Really? Okay.
You think Mikey would eat anything? This guy puts Mikey to shame. Wait till you hear what this four-year-old will eat. Coming up. Okay.
Okay. The creepiest places in New England are...
Yeah.
According to Stefan.
Yeah.
You know, like, everyone likes a ghost story, and everyone likes creepy stuff, especially this time of year. So here's where you can go. In Maine, go to Mount Hope Cemetery in Bangor. Really far away. But that's where they filmed Pet Sematary in 1989. The first creepy one.
Anywhere near Steve King.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You could see his house, too, and that's creepy enough.
That's creepy.
It is. Yeah. Lake Beaumarchais in Vermont. It's the state park right there in Castleton. There's a ghostly boatman spotted rowing across the lake, leaving no ripples.
That seems a little weak.
I think it's cool.
That's all they got?
Yeah. I mean, what do you want?
Bob, like, you like boats?
Possession?
I know, man.
You're a Navy man.
There's no wake.
Okay, I have one for you. Wow.
No wake zone.
In Massachusetts, you can stay in the room where Lizzie Borden allegedly packed up her stepmom.
Oh, boy.
The Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast.
Okay.
New Hampshire, the Mount Washington Hotel. Stay in room 314 because that's where the owner's wife apparently haunts. And it's kind of cool. And I've been there and
been
some
there?
Weird things happen.
Did you
happen.
Feel any vibe? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in Connecticut, 1754 house, just creepy ghosty. And in Newport, Rhode Island, White Horse Tavern. Apparently some guy in the 1700s died there and has never left, and he hangs out by the fire. Enjoy the Brussels sprouts, though, because they're the best.
Nice. But stay for the ghost.
Yeah, stay for the ghost.
Okay.
I wonder what bar you'll haunt, LBF. All right.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Boy,
that's all of them.
Here's
good
all of them.
Yeah. Here's reason to go to Gillette this year, starting November 13th, but tickets go on sale Friday. They're going to be doing the Magic of Lights drive-through Christmas or holiday lights, because they're going to have all sorts of holiday lights.
Yeah.
It's like a mile-long drive-through with the kids. Sure, there'll be some music and displays, and there's a whole the drive-through blizzard tunnel and all sorts, you know, 12 Days of Christmas, Winter Wonderland. Got tickets go on sale Friday. Early bird special is $25, and after on sale, it goes to like $30 a carload. That's pretty good.
You got your ticket?
My wife already got her ticket.
That's
somehow.
Great.
It starts November 13th, goes right through January 2nd. Kids love Christmas lights. Why not?
Yeah, that's great.
Right?
She's got the Christmas spirit, Kate. Look at that. She already bought her ticket.
Desperately grasping at straws for any bit of positivity in this horrible
year. I bought his Christmas present yesterday. Brian
you bought his?
Oh, that's great.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Already?
Yeah.
Wow. Seems kind of rushed.
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
Wow. it must be good. Must have been something you had to have.
I had to get it for
I can't
it.
Wait to find out. Mm-hmm. Are we doing that again this year? We're going to do our annual gift
Guess
exchange?
So.
Yeah. Christmas and October 26th.
Yes. What's October 26th?
My birthday.
Oh, I keep forgetting that. I don't know how.
Yeah. Okay. Totally mentioned
All right. Here we go. So you think Mikey used to like everything. Remember, what cereal was that? Pop quiz.
Life?
Yes.
Oh.
I loved Life. Cereal, that is. Okay, but here's a four-year-old kid. His mom will feed him anything, and generally he'll eat it. And this is some pretty wild stuff. Check this out.
Taste test challenge.
All right, first we have pickled beets. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs up.
Cottage cheese.
Thumbs up.
Kippered herring on a saltine cracker. Take a big old bite. What do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. All right, horseradish. Balsamic vinegar.
Take a little bitty taste.
What do you think? Thumbs up or down?
Yeah.
That's a down. Only thing he didn't like out of all that was the horseradish and the balsamic vinegar.
Yeah, you know, horseradish is spicy,
mm.
and it belongs in a Bloody Mary.
Yes.
And
yeah.
balsamic vinegar, you got to pair it with some basil and tomato and mozzarella.
That's nice. Caprese salad.
Maybe some kippered herring.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I think I might like it.
That's pretty impressive. What, kippered herring?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'll bring some in.
I'll try to serve that for dinner tonight.
Oh,
see what my kids think.
Tell me exactly what happened.
Hey, kids, here's what's for dinner.
Any horseradish, Dad?
Yeah.
I think we should bring in some kippered herring.
Okay. Taste test.
What does kippered mean? We should Google that.
I think it's a salting process.
Very kippered. Salty. We'll Google that. Meanwhile, it's 8:33 with some Eddie Money. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. That's Eddie Money. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Sunny today in 69. Nice, 51 tonight. And 73 tomorrow. Call that the pick day of the week.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Thursday, nice.
A few of those left.
I know.
Downer.
When you're hitting the 70s, you got to enjoy it. And please do. It's 53 now in Boston. So, Elbia, your last cool thing, you had the 6 New England states and the creepiest spot in each state.
Yeah.
Which of those have you been to before?
Well, I've been to the White Horse Tavern.
Okay, White Horse Tavern. That's in Rhode Island?
Yep. And I've been to
Mount Washington
Hotel.
I've been there. I never stayed.
Oh, I stayed.
You found it to be creepy?
Yeah, it was weird. The ceiling fan went on in the middle of the night out of nowhere.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't Dave just getting hot?
No.
I mean, easy.
Why do you always have to make it weird? No, it was a ghost.
it was a ghost.
Let's stick with that.
Yeah.
Good grief.
It was, the room is, there's a room. It's a very... It shines.
All right, we have somebody on the phone who's been there. I think he agrees with you, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, so that Mount Washington Hotel, I've stayed there, and I was 2 rooms down from the haunted room, as they call it.
Yeah.
And, in the middle of the night, my lights come on. No idea how it happened.
Yep.
And then one of my colleagues, because I was at a conference, he stayed in the room next to me, which was next to the haunted room. The same sort of thing happened to him. And then he felt like a presence, as in a person kind of strolling on through the room.
Wow.
It was scary. It was kind of weird.
Were you by yourself?
Kind of weird.
Yeah, I was. And, and he was as well. It was a conference for work.
Were you? Yeah, I was by myself. Why do you ask? I was at work.
Guy. He's just calling to share.
Very, very creepy.
Is this Dominic West?
Would you say it was creepy?
It's very creepy. And then in the basement, they have this tavern.
Yeah.
You can feel something's going on down there as well. So
it's a cool hotel, but you're right. I stayed there and something happened with the ceiling fan in the middle of the night. It started to go on.
That's fun.
And it was like...
No, but it's a nice hotel, right?
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yep. It's like old-fashioned.
Yep, but it shines.
Right out of the sun.
You and I know it. Yep.
No kidding. It seems benign. I mean, if that's all going to mess with the lights.
Yeah, I guess, but still, it's a ghost.
Yeah. You think they get, after a while, the...
And it's creepy when you're checking in. There's her picture.
I know.
Right above you.
It's cool,
the picture?
Yeah, there's a picture
of her. Have a great day, folks. Take care.
All right, see ya.
Oh, no, that's great. Good tip. Okay. Yeah, I mean.
So when you do check in, there's her picture right there. So it's like,
Beware.
Beware.
What room?
Behave in your conference.
What room is it?
314.
314. Good.
Boy.
That cracked me up.
I think she's just checking in on the dirty birds who go to conferences and not really. She's a pervy ghost.
That's what it was. Now I know why she turns the lights on.
Right?
She wants to see what's happening.
Exactly. That's not your wife.
You didn't check in with her. You did
I'm
not.
I'm just saying.
I feel like you're projecting onto the ghost.
Maybe.
Okay. Anyway, that's fascinating. Fascinating stuff. Okay, let's get a look at the roads, Brian.
Just trying to haunt a place.
Yeah. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.